The Queen City Voices are going to be performing Sunday afternoon at 2 o'clock at the Springfield Art Museum Auditorium. It's a concert called A Classy Brassy Christmas. And Amy Hookstrat-Safely, who is the chorus manager for Queen City Voices, is here to talk about that concert. And we have actually a piece of music. You know, I tried to play it last week for a different choral group, and I thought, wait a minute, this is not for you guys.
Oh,
this is for Queen City Voices. Well, that's live radio for you, so what do you... Well,
I'm glad we're finally going to get credit where credit's due.
That's exactly right. Well, yeah, I only played about 10 seconds of it, and then they were going, well, that's not us. And I said, no, it's not. So anyway, Queen City... tell us about Queen City Voices. Who are they, and...
Queen City Voices is I may be a little biased, but it's a wonderful, wonderful community choir here in Springfield. It's been around for just under 3 years. Jonathan Rainey, our artistic director, started the choir back at the beginning of 2015.
Right.
So this will be our sixth concert. We do two concerts a year. The thing we pride ourselves on is that the choir is all-inclusive. We just really are open and welcoming of everyone in the community. The only requirements to be in the choir are that you have to be at least 18, you have to love to sing, and you have to be available for just 1 hour every Monday night. Mm. There's no auditioning for the choir. We have people in the choir that do have singing experience and can read music, but we have people that don't and can't, and it works out just great.
And hopefully helping the ones that can't.
Exactly.
The experienced music readers can help the ones that can't.
Right, so, and that's how it all works. You know, we all kind of learn from each other. Mm-hmm. Having such a diverse group of people is great in so many ways because I just feel like, you know, if you're with a group of people that are all the same, there's not a lot of growth. It's kind of stagnant, isn't it?
Right,
but if you're
right.
with a group of people that, you know, everyone has a lot of differences from each other, but yet you're all united by this love of singing, it's just a wonderful opportunity to kind of for your heart and mind to grow and expand and your skills as well.
Now, how many people are in the group?
Right now for this concert, we have, I think, right between 30 and 35 members. And of course, we're always looking to recruit new members, and we're hoping to grow even larger as we go forward.
Is it all female group? Or?
Oh, not at all.
No, I didn't think so. No.
No, no. There's males. There's females. And then we even have interesting things like we have a female singing tenor.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just
whatever
voice part works the best. And
well, that's not at all unusual.
I'd say right now we have more females than males, which, as you know, is often the...
It is very often the case.
Sopranos are a dime a dozen, right?
But good tenors and basses are not.
Right.
That's, you know, the church choirs are always having to scramble to find...
Yeah.
Lower voices too, so
and we are always looking for especially tenors and basses.
Yep.
But the thing, one thing I want to say about this choir is that a lot of times when people hear the term community choir, they think, yeah, they're probably not very good. Well, I really feel like we hold ourselves to a really high standard. Jonathan Rainey, our director, he holds us to a high standard.
Right.
He's very talented, and he expects a lot of us. And in fact, all of our music is memorized, which I think is a little unusual when it comes to a community choir. But
no little black
folder to have their faces buried in.
Exactly.
So we can really watch him direct and take his cues. And I'm really excited
about
this
concert.
People
can see your faces, too.
Right, that too.
Again, you're not hiding behind the binder.
Yeah, and I think it makes for a much better finished product, and I'm very proud of what we've accomplished, and I'm excited for us to share this with the public on Sunday.
Well, this concert, as I said, is called A Brassy, Classy Christmas and features all kinds of secular and sacred Christmas music, and you're adding strings and brass this time.
We are. We have strings and brass, and we have a flute and a clarinet and percussion and, of course, piano, and there's really something for everyone in this concert.
This is... Again, we haven't even mentioned yet that it's free and open to the public.
It is free.
And that is at the Springfield Art Museum Auditorium Sunday afternoon at 2. And you'll be joined by a world-class vocalist.
Yes, we will. Soprano Jennifer Forney. If you haven't heard her sing before... Her voice is magnificent.
If you didn't attend Springfield Regional Opera's Otello,
that's right.
Then you missed Lemmy, the tenor was absolutely magnificent too.
Yes, he was.
But she sang Desdemona in that production of Verdi's Otello and did a great job with that. And of course, you know, she's now a veteran of the Metropolitan Opera among other major companies, and now lives in Springfield, teaches at Evangel.
Yes. And as luck would have it, she's close friends with Jonathan. And so he was able to secure her as our guest artist. And I know they're going to be singing a duet together. And then the big pièce de résistance is she'll sing O Holy Night, which is everyone's favorite. And it's just this gorgeous arrangement. So that's just going to be a huge treat.
Well, speaking of arrangements, I actually have some music from the Queen City Voices. You didn't send it to me, but somebody.
Ariel.
Ariel sent it to me.
One of our marketing coaches.
Right. She sent it to me as an attachment in an email for me to use this morning. And like I say, I tried to use it last week. And this is a really nice adult choral arrangement of the famous Christmas Time Is Here song from A Charlie Brown Christmas.
Yes, something we all know and love.
That's
probably
right.
But just a little bit different and very beautiful, I think.
Well, let's take a listen to that right now.
Christmas time.
Now, that was just the octet from the Queen City Voices.
That's correct. The name of the octet is Voxtet, and that's just an auditioned group that's taken from the larger choir. And we'll be singing four numbers at the concert, as well as all the numbers by the large choir. And then we also have solos and a couple of duets and a small ensemble singing
as well.
So
you actually have a lot of different vocal textures going on during the course of a concert.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's really a nice variety. And
particularly with the instrumentation that you've added this time.
Yes. And Jonathan is very adept at picking really beautiful arrangements. I mean, a lot of what we're singing, all of what we're singing really is our songs that everybody knows mm-hmm. and is familiar with, but the arrangements are gorgeous. We're doing an arrangement of Silent Night that I had never heard before, and it's now my new favorite. Mm-hmm. Beautiful.
Well, Queen City Voices present a brassy, classy Christmas, their annual Christmas concert Sunday afternoon at 2 at the Springfield Art Museum Auditorium. Jennifer Forney will be, soprano, will be the guest artist, and you also have strings, brass, and woodwinds mm-hmm. accompanying. And for information, you can search Queen City Voices on Facebook or send an email, queencityvoices@gmail.com. And we can't emphasize enough, this concert is free.
It is free. And if I could add very quickly as well, parking at the Art Museum can be a bit limited. So to alleviate that situation, we're also providing a shuttle from National Avenue Christian Church, which is
down the street,
just south on National.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
So guests can park there, and I believe starting at 1:15,
okay.
the shuttle will go back and forth to the Art Museum.
So you have two possibilities for parking, the Art Museum parking lot itself, which is sizable, but like you say, you know, if they have a lot of patrons in actually looking at the art as opposed to attending the concert, it can get kind of crowded. So starting at 1:15 Sunday afternoon, you can park down the street at 1515 South National at National Avenue Christian Church, and there will be a shuttle going back and forth between the church mm-hmm. and the Art Museum.
Yes, and doors will open for the concert at 1:30.
Okay. And again, it's free and open to the public. And all right, Amy Hoogstraat, safely, thanks for being here
today. Thank you very much, Randy. I was glad to have the opportunity.
All right, thanks a lot for coming in.